From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is stressing his support for a public insurance option as part of a retooled health care market, but White House staffers suggest the president is also open to alternative ideas. NPR's Scott Horsley has details.
President Obama has long championed a public health care option as a way, in his words, to keep private insurance companies honest. During a telephone town hall meeting with AARP members, the president stood by that position.
So you could still choose a private insurer, but we'd also have a public plan that you could choose from that would be non-for-profit, wouldn't have hopefully some of the same high administrative costs, and would be potentially more responsive to your needs.
Members of the powerful Senate Finance Committee reportedly want to scrap the public option, though, and a White House spokesman suggests the president could be open to that if there's another mechanism for providing choice and competition in the insurance marketplace. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Following 2 days of intense dialogue, the U.S. and China have signed an agreement promising to cooperate more on climate change, energy, and the environment. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the Memorandum of Understanding between the U.S. and China will guide the two countries as they try to develop low-carbon economies and negotiate an international agreement on climate change. Her spokesman said it sets out a framework for discussions about how the U.S. and China can cooperate in renewable energy and energy efficiency. But spokesman Ian Kelly says the Memorandum of Understanding does not set any emissions targets or specific goals for the climate negotiations. China and the U.S. are the world's largest emitters of greenhouse gases and therefore key to any international agreement. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Space Shuttle Endeavour has undocked from the International Space Station. The maneuver brings the shuttle's construction mission to the orbiting complex to a close. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE has more.
The sun was behind Endeavour during the undocking, so the shuttle cast a dramatic shadow on the space station's solar panels. Pilot Doug Hurley took the controls to send Endeavour on a loop around the orbiting complex. The astronauts sent back photos and video of the nearly finished station with the newly completed Japanese Kibo lab. Shuttle Commander Mark Polansky radioed Houston as Endeavour passed over Texas.
Houston, Endeavour on the big loop. Tally-ho.
Copy. We're waving.
Endeavour will continue orbiting the Earth until Friday morning. That's when the seven astronauts are scheduled to land back at the Kennedy Space Center. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has voted 13-6 to confirm Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. Lindsey Graham was the only Republican on the committee who voted for the nomination. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 11 points to close at 9,096. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained 7. This is NPR News. At a conference on obesity in the nation's capital, Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius says the country is facing a crisis of obesity, particularly among children. She says they may be the first generation in 200 years to have a shorter lifespan. NPR's Brenda Wilson has the story.
Secretary Sebelius told policymakers the country has not only been fattening its children but dumbing them down by not providing opportunities for physical activity in schools. But she says the administration has a plan, despite bad budget times, to help cities and states invest in a prevention and wellness program that will be launched in a couple of months. Among other things, it will encourage the development of neighborhoods, parks, and trails where people will find it safe to walk and children play, so that exercise is accessible to everyone. The government, Sebelius says, will also take steps to assure that healthy food is available to all Americans at affordable prices, noting that even the food in government cafeterias isn't very healthy. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
U.S. Envoy George Mitchell emerged from a two-hour meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Tuesday with no word of a breakthrough on freezing Jewish settlements. But Mitchell told reporters that progress has been made. He praised Israel for removing some of its military checkpoints in the West Bank. Palestinians have refused to resume peace talks until the settlement issue is resolved. Netanyahu is to hold talks with U.S. National Security Advisor Jim Jones and other U.S. experts on the Middle East on Wednesday. Again in stocks, the Dow Industrials down 11 points, the Nasdaq gained 7. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.